Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the End Time Women of War radio broadcast with Apostle Deborah Deans. And it's a blessed holiday. I know everybody's out and about enjoying their holidays, and we thank you so much for fellowshipping with us. And I want to welcome and say happy holiday to none other than Apostle Deborah Deans.
Good evening. Good evening, evangelist and
hey.
The End Time Men and Women of War. How are you this evening, this afternoon, rather?
Blessed.
I just thank and praise God right now for being able to be on the radio broadcast on today. It's kind of noisy right here, but I'm going to just go with it, with the flow. I want you all to excuse the noise in my background. But I thank God today for another opportunity to be here. And I thank God for all of you, radio man. And so we want to thank the Prophetess Watson for engineering and doing what she knows to do, and everyone else that's on the radio broadcast. We want to just open our worship service up tonight. We're going to call on Prophetess Sabbath for our devotion with the scripture and the prayer. Thank you. There.
Yeah, she's trying to. I think her line is. Let me see if I can get her on. Hold on.
Y'all just be patient with us for a few minutes. Is there anyone else lying that's unmuted that can read the scripture?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you read the scripture properly and pray?
Okay, I'll just read a scripture. I can hear Dorita. Everyone's line is unmuted except for Prophetess Settler. Her line is is still buffing for some reason. I do apologize for the technical difficulties. And I'll go ahead and read a scripture. Unless somebody has one already.
I don't know if Dorita had it or not, but
yeah, I had it. I had it. I just didn't have the scripture yet, so I had to find my Bible. But I have a Bible in front of me.
Okay, read it.
Okay. Amen. Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna go to Psalms 131. Okay. It says, okay, God bless you. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is End Time Men and Women of War. Truly thank the Lord for Apostle. Truly thank the Lord for everyone in their proper places. I just want to just greet everyone with the name of Jesus. And I just want to go before everyone the book of Psalms 191. Okay, it says, the Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead,
amen.
I have calmed and quieted myself like a weaned child, no longer cries for its mother milk. Yes, like a worn child, is my soul with me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, now and always. Blessed to the reading of the Word of God. Amen. Father
Amen.
God, I
and
go
to Go ahead. I'm sorry. We got Prophet Stella on the line now. I was just telling everybody.
Amen. So you want me to pray or no?
Hello.
Prophet Stella?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, I did the scripture. You can pray, Prophet, if you don't, if it's okay.
It is. Want to pray. Okay. This is Prophet Sattler. Did you want me to go ahead and pray? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Most gracious and everlasting Father God, we just thank you, O God, for this day. O God, we just thank you, O God, for life today, O God. O God, we just come, O God, as humble as we know how, O God, just thanking you, O God, for our life, O God, for this ministry, O God, for each and every woman and man that's present today, O God. We thank you, O God, for the word, O God, that's going to go forth, O God. We just ask, O God, that you forgive us for our sins, O God. We just ask, O God, that you clean us up for your glory, O God. Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, O God, that we might be the men and women that you're calling for us to be in this day and in this hour, O God. O God, we just thank you, O God, for all that you've done, O God. We just thank you that for all that you're going to do, O God. We just thank you for your grace and for your mercy, O God.
Yes,
we just thank you for every good and perfect gift, oh God, that you're going to give us, that you have already given us, oh God. We just thank you for all that you're going to do and all that you're doing, oh God.
Lord.
Oh God, we thank you for your word, oh God, because your word, oh God, is a light into our path and a lamp into our feet, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for your word. Your word is a refresher, God. Your word is a restorer, God. And we just thank you for what our eyes and our ears will hear and see on this day, oh God. God, we thank you for what people in radio land will hear, oh God. And Father God, we ask that your word fall on a good ground, oh God. That your word, oh God, will go forth like never before, oh God. Touch the minister, oh God, the evangelist, oh God, the prophetess, oh God, the teacher that's going to come forth, oh God. Touch her, oh God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, touch the apostles, oh God, in their travel in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, give them a health, oh God, and strength in their body, oh God. Oh God, give them a rested body and a peace of mind in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God. Oh God, how great is your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, you're worthy of our praise, oh God. We just thank you, oh God, for who you are, oh God. For there is none like you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We love you, God. We give you this prayer, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. This we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. We give it all to you, God. We give it all to you, God. This we ask in Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. We want to thank Prophetess Sarah and Prophetess Dorita for our devotion. And we're going to go on with our testimony service right now with Prophetess Dorita.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you on today.
God bless you.
I truly thank you, Lord, for a wonderful day. I thank the Lord because I know God is still in the blessing business on today. I thank the Lord because if you have a testimony on today, I ask you, this is your opportunity to testify, clap your hands, stomp your feet, and let's give God some faith on today. And who first to testify and tell about the goodness of Jesus?
Amen. I give honor to God, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I thank him for my lying down and my waking up. I thank him for everything he's done. In the name of Jesus, I just bless his name. I thank everyone for the end time of war. I thank him for, you know, connecting me to a great body of women that are truly on fire for the Lord. And I just want to just give honor to God because he has truly brought me through. And he has been showing me day by day that his grace is more than enough. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm just saying that to myself. I said, Lord, you know, I know if it wasn't for you. If it wasn't for your love first, I would not be where I am right now. Because truly, you know, when I look at the situations and my lifestyle and everything that I've always been through or came out of, I said, but God, you know. And a lot of times we don't understand it's through his grace that we're even here. It's his grace that keeps us to be able to go another day. So I just give honor to God. I give honor to Apostle.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They are out
yeah.
on their journeys, and Apostle Ed and all the are, you know, associated with the ministry, to the listeners who are tuning in and listening and waiting for a new word. I just thank God for them as well. And I'm just truly grateful. I'm truly grateful, and I'm truly thankful to God today. And I just wanted to give God the glory and the honor, because I am a living testimony. My whole life is a testimony. Every day we wake up, that's a testimony that he still gave us another opportunity to be able to give him the glory and to be able to walk this thing out and get it right. So I just ask the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I will continue to pray yours.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Now, who'll be the next to testify on today?
I thank and praise God today for watching over me. I thank and praise God. I give God glory and honor, who is my life. And I thank and praise God for watching over me as I travel. I give him all praise, glory, and honor on today. I thank him for watching over my family, my children, all of the in-time men and women of war. Just what he's doing in our lives. I thank God for the radio broadcast and everyone in radio land on today. I give him praise, and I give him honor for what he's doing. Not what he's about to do, but what he's doing and what he's going to do. So I just give God honor on today, and I thank you all for being patient with me. It's all the noise in the background, but just know that I am thanking and giving him every bit of my praise. He is worthy of all of my worship and worthy of all of my praise. So I'm asking you all to pray my strength in the Lord as I pray yours. Amen.
Amen. I will be the next to testify. Thank you, Jesus. I know I'm going to sing my song. Okay, nobody do me like Jesus can. Nobody, oh, do me like the Lord. Okay, nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Oh, he picked me up and he told me to run on. He picked me up and he told me to run on. He picked me up and he told me to run on. He's my friend. Oh, ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody do me like the Lord. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, can't nobody do me like Savior. Oh, nobody, nobody. Oh, nobody, nobody. Oh, can't nobody think nobody. Oh, can't nobody, can't nobody. Oh, he's my friend. Oh, I said he's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, can't nobody, can't nobody. Oh, not my mother nor my father. Oh, not my sister or my brother. Oh, nobody, nobody. Oh, nobody, nobody. Oh, he's my friend. Oh, I said he's my friend. Oh, thank the Lord for that song. I truly thank the Lord for that song. I truly thank him. Every day I think about that song, I just said, Lord, I thank you. Can't nobody do me like you. Can't nobody do me like you, Jesus. Not my mother, nor my father, doing my sister or my brother. He said, when everything forsake you, everything around you falls. He said, can't nobody do you like him. He's not going to let nobody outdo what he has, what he has in store for you. And I thank the Lord for that, and I give God praise. And I give him praise because I thank him because he lets you know every day and every day through your life that he is not going to let nothing outdo what the plans he has for you. And it don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what it seems like. God is still in control. And I just want to tell y'all just to be encouraged on today and just know God is working it out. Amen.
Yes,
now, who will be the next to testify?
Amen. Praise him. Amen.
Forgive me for the area I'm in. I can't even hear myself right now, but it's okay. I'm still going to give God some praise on today. Yes, I am.
Yeah,
I
know that's
I'm
right.
I'm still praise. No matter what it seems like, no matter what it sounds like, I'm going to give God some praise on today. Because I know he the one working it out. It may not feel good, but he working it out.
That's right.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Now, would there be another to testify? Yes, God. I hear a song, but I don't hear it loud. We're going to sing that song. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love is real. His life is pure gold. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. I remember that song. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God is real. For he has washed and made me whole. Thank you, Lord, for that song. Would that be another testify?
You know, maybe they're in a place where they can't testify. But I want to be nowhere I can't say something for the Lord. And I know some of us that did work and whatever. But the ones that's not need to say something for the Lord, I don't care what it is. As long as it's praising him and giving him thanks and glory. See, let's be thankful I'm on this train full of people because I'll show you something because he's been good to me. He don't have to do nothing else. He's done enough. He's been good to me and been good to you because you're standing on top of the ground and the ground not standing on you. So he's good. You ate this morning. You had a roof over your head last night, all night, and even now. You didn't wake yourself up. The alarm clock didn't wake you up. He did it. So you ought to give him praise and thanks. Well, you can give him.
Hallelujah.
You better seek me while I'm found, may be able to be found. Call upon me while I'm near. Because it's not going to be always like that. So I'm just telling you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Be another testify. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
No, I'm traveling, but
can you hear me?
I'm not.
Yes, I can hear you. You ready to testify?
Okay. Yes. God bless you, everyone.
Bless you.
This is Ambassador Christy. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet.
God bless you.
God bless you. I just wanted to say
thank you to God for just who he is in my life and what he's doing in my life. He has just been so awesome in all that he does. It's not about us. It's really about what God is doing in and through your life. I just thank him for the doors that he's opening and the strength to walk through them. He has been such a blessing. He has been an awesome God. And I have not been on the line in a while, but just wanting to stop by to say God is good. He is faithful and that his mercies are forever. His mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness is forever. Great is his faithfulness. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. His name is worthy to be glorified. And I will forever exalt him. I will forever give him glory for who he is in my life and for what he's doing in my life. I thank God for you. I thank God for the ability to be on this line. It has not always been that way, but thank God it's been the last busy 2 months. And where I wasn't able to come on, you know, having the quietness and the privacy without disrupting the line. But thank God that today I'm back to being quiet. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. I do appreciate him for who he is in my life. God bless you all. I greetings to Apostle Deborah Dean and Apostle Ed, and greetings to Evangelist. And I thank God for your life. God bless you all.
Amen.
Will there be another testimony on tonight? I mean, today? Will there be another testimony? It's like you want to let the phone go, but you know good well somebody got a testimony. I just can hear it all in my spirit. And it's just burning up all on the inside of you. So just go ahead and release it in the name of Jesus. I don't want to close this line down without you giving God his praise and giving him his glory back on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Well, I'm going to just turn this service back over to Apostle. I thank the Lord for every praise and every testimony that went up before God. And I just ask y'all to just keep, I'm going to keep you all in prayer as you do the same for me. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless your pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Sarita. And we thank and praise everyone, praise God for everyone that gave a testimony. And the ones that did, some people may not be in the spot that they can, so. To God be the glory. We're going to turn it over to Evangelist Prophetess Watson now for our praise and worship.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God.
Amen.
I thank God for testimony service. I thank God for Prophetess Dorita, you know, waving a bloodstained banner, testify. Because some people be in bondage, they can't really testify. So you got to leave that door open as long as you can. And she's doing a good job, you know, making sure everybody got enough time and enough room to get their testimony in. Amen. I am going to do a selection with Fred Hammond today. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. And prayerfully, we can get it through because we have been having some delays when I touch a button. So prayerfully it's a go through. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
they've said, a snare, a trap. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.
I'm a little
one. You just say one.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was Fred Hammond. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I mean no weapon going to form against me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to turn this over back to Apostle Everdeen.
Amen. We thank and praise God again for the praise and worship. And we want to go right on into the Word of God. I just want to let you know that Prophetess Watson will be bringing the word on today, you know, so that I want to introduce to Tom and present to others Prophetess Watson delivering the word of God on this evening.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everyone, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am blessed. Amen. I'm blessed. I'm not going to let my situation block my blessing. How many people agree with me on today?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I give honor to Apostle Deborah Deans and her husband, Apostle Edward Deans, and all the end time women of war. I truly thank God for the woman of God, because she truly keeps me encouraged, inspired, taught, and in prayer. She does all that. Amen? For all of us. And when she asked me to speak or minister today, you know, I said, uh-oh. And I said, well, Lord, you know, I'm always ready all the time. I always said I'm going to be ready no matter what notice. They can tell me 2 minutes from now to minister, and I'm going to always believe God has a word, a rhema word, because we should be that connected that he always can download something into our spirit. And so I was
praying
the Lord on today and asking him, Lord, what is it? What can I say? What is it that you would like for me to say? What is it that you want to say? Hallelujah. Not what I want to say, but what would you like to say today? And I truly thank God for the opportunity. Today I'm going to be ministering to you on faith. I believe the Lord was leading me. I was laying down, resting, and he was leading me to faith. It's about our faith, because our faith is going to be tried more and more and more in these times, more and more and more in these situations. And so I want to come to you today, go before the throne of grace briefly. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm just thanking you right now, God, for the word that you're going to deliver on today. God, I'm thanking you right now, God, for everything and everyone that's going to hear this word and it's going to minister into their spirit on today, God. I'm thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity to be usable by you in the name of Jesus, God. I'm asking you, God, to help me eliminate me, God. Eliminate my will and my desire, God.
Yeah.
And cast on all your will and your desire. Your word, God, let your word be heard. Let your mission be accomplished, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind up every demon and every principality, God. I call on to the throne of grace, God, that you'll just release all heavenlies, God, in this forum right now, God. Bless this line saturated, God. Lord, I know people are in situations in different areas, God, but block it so that they can just hear this word, God. Block every distraction that's trying to come their way in the name of Jesus. Let this word go forth for its purpose and design by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to be coming to you from the book of Matthew, mainly chapter 8, and crossing over to chapter 9, because there were some key factors in here on faith that I wanted to pull out. And I'm talking about faith.
And when I was sitting down and I was relaxing and laying before the Lord, I asked God, what is it about faith? I mean, we all teach about faith, and we all know about faith, and we all heard about faith, and we're walking by faith, so we say, right? But I said, Lord, what else can I say about faith? And I heard the voice say, let them know that I'm not moved by their situation. I'm moved by their faith. And I said, what? He said, let them know that I'm not moved by your situation. I am moved by your faith. He said, I'm moved by your faith. And he began to take me to Matthew, where Jesus himself was acting and moving by faith. And he said, share these scriptures with them so they can see what moved me. If you have a situation on today that's still that same situation, or if you have something going on in your life and you're tending to that situation or you're tending to that thing, I'm telling you, God is not moving by your situation. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. He's going to move by your faith. And we got to understand this thing. Because, see, we're looking at our situation and we're praying to God, Lord, help me out of this situation. And, Lord, this situation is getting worse. And, Lord, this situation. And God, you know my situation. And God's saying, I don't know nothing but your faith. That is going to move God.
Hallelujah. I just thank God it's his faith. So I'm going to read you some scriptures to remind you of how powerful our faith is and how we have to rely on our faith.
Let me start you with some foundation. In the book of Genesis, you already know in the first chapter, everything God did, he spoke. Nothing existed but his word. His word. And he spoke everything we see today, every tree, every grass, every fruit, every animal, every human being, he spoke it into existence. That tells me there's some power in some words.
Right.
And we got to learn to start speaking those things into existence. The whole world was created in the book of Genesis by our faith. And the Lord also dealt with his people from Genesis to now by faith. Everything they did and everything they accomplished was by faith. In the book of Deuteronomy 32:20, it says, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are very forward generation of children in whom is no faith. Sometimes we can become like that. We're so caught up in our situation, we ain't got no faith in that situation. That's why that situation is still there. Habakkuk 2:4 said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. If you want to live in this world, you're going to live by faith. Hallelujah. We're going to live by faith. Then we talk about Matthew. We're coming over in the New Testament because I got to tell you how Jesus moved. Jesus moved in chapter 6, verse 30. He says, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, oh, ye little faith? That means I don't have enough faith to believe God is going to pay my rent. I don't have enough faith to believe that he's going to fix my marriage. That's what he's saying.
If I take care
of the birds, if I make the grass grow, if I make every tree stand in position, if I keep the stars in the sky and the sun rising, what more will I do for you? Amen.
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 Matthew 8, we're going to talk about some faith things right now. When Jesus heard, in Matthew 8, chapter 10, when Jesus heard it, when the man came to him and said, my daughter is going to die. And when Jesus heard of that, you understand, he went and he spoke to the man. And he said, your child will live. I'm going to go into, I want you guys to turn with me. I'm not going to even quote it like just scripture wise. I'm going to go right into the scripture and read it verbatim because I don't want the enemy to have no room to try to screw nobody up and say, well, I don't know where that's at. Okay. So we're going to go right there in chapter 8. Bear with me for a second because I get excited when it's time to talk about God's word and and faith. Faith keeps me charged up. Amen. It keeps me ready, on fire, because it's by faith that I'm even here today. Amen. Amen. So we're going to, I'm going to turn to it as soon as I get my Bible to come up here. Mm-hmm. I'm turning to Matthew. I'm going to read all of it. Not all of it, but I'm going to skip through some chapters.
Amen.
All right. Okay, chapter 8, let me read it. And when he was come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there was a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. You hear that? The leper came to the Lord. But when he came to the Lord, he already knew his situation. He already knew he was sick. He already knew he was diseased. But this is why he came. And see, I'm going to show you how we need to be coming to the Lord in our situation. The leper came and worshipped him first. See, that's what we need to do. We need to get in a place of worship. He worshipped him first, saying, if thou will, thou can make me clean. He said, if it's your will, Lord, you can make me clean if it's your will. Let me tell you something. It is God's will for us to be made whole and clean and prosperous. It is his will, and he can do it. And Jesus put forth his hand, and he touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. And you know, and that part right there told me God moved by his faith. You see what I'm saying? He didn't come talking about his situation, but about God's will. And he worshiped him. And God, Jesus, you see it right here. And it says, and Jesus said unto him, he said, thou be clean. Immediately his leprosy was gone. And then there's another illustration here in chapter, in verse 5. It says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, he came unto another man, a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will go and heal him. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy that you should come into my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man of authority, under authority, and having soldiers under me, I know and saith to this man, go, and he goeth, and another man cometh, and he cometh to my servant. Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. You hear me? He marveled at this man, because Jesus said, look, I'll go heal her. Because he had enough faith, he was already moved by the man coming to him. He said, I'll go to her. But the man stopped Jesus and said, you know, look, I understand authority. See, some of us need to understand authority. Sometimes God can do things a lot, not sometimes, a lot of times things, God does things based on his authority. It has nothing to do with anything else. And this man knew that. He said, I am a man of authority, and I have people that work under authority for me, and I know if you say it, it's done. And Jesus marveled at that. And Jesus heard it. He marveled. And it says in verse 10, said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm showing you here that in these three illustrations, Jesus is moved by our faith. They didn't come with their situation only. Yes, they made the request known, but they didn't come in it, dredging it, giving the reasons for it and why and this. He said, listen, this is what it is, Lord, but I know you can fix it. Don't matter what the situation is, he can fix it. So if I had to give you a subject or a text on this matter, I would say, don't let your situation block your blessing. Don't let that situation you're in block your blessing.
Amen.
Because God is only moved by our faith. And it is by our faith that's the only way we can even please God, is by our faith. Now, I'm going to go over here in Matthew 9, and I'm going to start at the verse 2. And it says, "And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith," hallelujah, what do you see? He saw their faith and said unto the sick, palsy man, he said, "You know what? Be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven." Some of us are bound because we got sin. No, it ain't
that's
nothing
right.
else. Sometimes we just bound because of our sin. And we need to get forgiven. But it's by faith that we can even be forgiven. It's by faith that we can even walk into what we're walking into. It's by faith that we call ourselves believers. It's by faith we believe Jesus Christ died on the cross. It's by faith our salvation is here standing before men. It is our faith that counts us. We are counted righteous based on our faith. So why do we allow our situations to block our faith?
Amen. Amen.
Our faith is what we are. I didn't see Jesus die on the cross. I wasn't there when they nailed him to a cross. But I believe by faith. I believe that it was done with everything that was said and taught in this word of God. I believe it by faith. A lot of times we get burdened down by our situations. We all have situations. Trust me, I have them too. Let me tell you something. Your anointing that you have, that God is trying to give you, is going to be based on your faith in that situation. That's how you overcome, by our faith and our testimony. You know, I hear a lot of times apostles always saying, you know, come on, let's do this, y'all. Let's speak up or let's do this or let's do that. And a lot of times we have situations, which is understandable. I understand them. She understands them. But you know what? God said, "Move. I am moved by your faith." And until we start learning to move our faith in the direction of Jesus, that situation is going to stay there. It's going to block you from everything you want. Everything.
All right now.
We can't get nowhere. Amen. I hate to keep talking about relationships and marriages, but that's where I'm at. I got to start where I'm at.
Yeah.
I got to start where I'm at. I can't keep looking at that man and his situation. I can't keep looking at that man and what he ain't. I can't keep listening to him and saying what he is. Well, I got to worry. I got to listen to what God said. God said. And I tell you this. Let me tell you something. I can look at my husband and you know, and everybody says when you first get married, everything's going to be perfect. The devil is a liar. As long as you get married and you're a believer, the devil is out. He's out to tear it down. Because he know it's power in two. And he will have you looking at that man and that situation so much that you ain't moving by your faith. And I learned God showed me. He said, "Let me tell you something. You keep speaking. I got the best husband in the world. My husband loved the Lord. My husband is anointed and appointed and called for his divine purpose. My husband is all of that. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what he look like right now. I'm talking by faith."
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm going to speak it into him. When I see him
Hallelujah.
In the moment, if he gets up and cuss, I'm going to say, "You are a great, mighty man of God." That's what he said to Gideon.
Yes.
Gideon was shaking in the corner. Gideon didn't believe he could do the things he did and probably never would have did the things he did. But God spoke to him and said, "You are mighty. You are mighty." And he believed. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You don't believe it, tell somebody something bad is going to happen and keep telling them and watch they start to believe it.
We can't let our
situation continue to block our blessing. These end times is hardcore. There's going to be some hardships. There's going to be some famines in the land. And we cannot look at these things and determine how we're going to function. We function in a whole different realm of principles.
principles. We function in a whole different realm of spiritual laws. And there's spiritual laws and there's natural laws. The spiritual law says you reap what you sow. So if you want to reap a beautiful relationship with anybody, business, friendship, family ship, whatever ship you want to sow, you better start sowing in other. You know, sometimes, let me tell you something. It was this brother, he wants to get married, and he you know, I wasn't married at the time, and he always wanted to get married and everything, and I said, you know, I'm sowing to you. You understand? Find somebody to show. If there's a situation that is lacking in your marriage, sow in somebody else's and watch you reap it. I'm going to sow. Let me tell you something. If I want to be happy and I want people to always care and do good by me, guess what I got to do? I got to go out and do good to everybody. Let me tell you. And it ain't going to be easy because the devil's going to make it hard. But then I sow it by faith. But see, when I get in my prayer room, and I know I've been sowing, and I know I've been planting seed, and I know I've been watering people who nobody watered, and I've been giving to the needy and caring for the lost. Guess what? When I get into the heavenly places, I say, Lord, I'm calling on the harvest, hallelujah, that I've sown so many years. I can call that harvest to be. And some of us have been sowing by faith. Some of us have been crying at the altar by faith. Some of us have sowed so much into our families by faith. But now let me tell you, there is a harvest with your name on it. But if you do not reap the harvest by faith, if you do not call it out in the heavenlies, it will sit there and you will keep sowing and sowing and sowing. There's a system. God has a spiritual system in place. And it's only moved, and it only functions by our faith. Can't have wealth if you always think and meditate on lack. If you keep thinking and worrying about gas in your car, you're going to always need gas in your car. We got to get out of that mindset. That's not the mindset of God. That's not the mindset of Christ. The Word of God said that this mindset that is in Christ be in you. Christ has a mindset built on faith. His mind is faith. And we have to get that mindset. We got to stop looking at our situation. We got to stop looking at where we at. We got to stop looking at what we don't have and start claiming the stuff we reap and we should have according to God's word. We got to start walking and claiming it. Forget about what you see. Don't even worry about what you see. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is moved by the faith. He is moved by our
Amen.
Faith. He is moved by our faith. I can't stress enough. The power of God comes through faith. Everything we're going to do in this walk, we're going to do it by faith. Nothing else. So don't even give your situation no more credit. Don't even make an excuse with it. It's unnecessary. It doesn't mean nothing to God. It means absolutely nothing. It only means something to you. God, I'm showing you what Jesus did. And let me tell you, Soterians, back in the day, they wasn't God-fearing men. They wasn't. These are just regular people. Regular people. Jews and all kinds, Samaritans, anybody. He didn't. You know, let me tell you something. One thing I learned about Jesus, when it came to faith, He wasn't prejudiced, and he didn't discriminate. He didn't care who used it. That's what moves him. That's what moves God. Faith. Not our problems. Not our situation. But our faith. I'm going to move down to chapter 9, starting in the 28th verse. And I'm going to come down to this piece right here because it's just so much that Jesus is trying to, he showed us, he walked on this earth to give us an example on what moves him. And if you read the book of Matthew 8 and 9, you'll see. Now, in verse 28 in the 9th chapter, it says, and when he was to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this?
That's the first question he asked before he even began to heal this man. He said, do you believe that I can do this? And this is the question Jesus is asking us right now, every single day in our situation. Do you believe I can fix your marriage? Do you believe I can pull you out of hopelessness? Do you believe that I can make your life full and prosperous? Do you believe? Because if you believe, it says, this is what he's going to say. He said, then saith him, yea, Lord, I do believe, right? He says, yea, I believe. Then touch he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, listen to this part. I don't know if you caught this. It says right here in verse 28, I'm going to read it to you slow. And when Jesus was come into the house, the blind men, that's plural, meaning more than one, came to him. There was a bunch of blind men that came to him. And Jesus said unto them, meaning more than one, do you believe I'm able to do this? And they, meaning more than one blind. See, how many people thought it was only one blind man all this time? It was more than one. It was a whole bunch of them at one time. And they said unto him, yes, Lord. Right? Then in verse 29, then Jesus says to them, then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, let this thing be unto you. And their eyes were opened instantly, according to their faith. A lot of our situations are still sitting right there because it's there based on your faith. Are you using your faith for this situation? Are you just using your will for this situation? Because some of us is using our will, and our will can't do nothing. It can't do nothing. When it comes to the things, when you want to function in the spiritual realm, I need to move this thing spiritually, so we have to move it according to faith. God moves according to our faith. We are all healed. According to our faith, we are here today. And I just want to encourage everyone, do not let your situation block your blessing. Do not. Your faith is the only thing that moves God. It's the only thing can move God. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. You know, God says, you know, when they was in the boat, and he walked out on the water to the disciples, they said Jesus was in the boat asleep, and there was a situation that arose on the water. Okay, how many people know sometimes we with the Lord and we know God is with us, but there's a situation brewing in the house. There's a situation in my bedroom right now, Lord. Where you at? I've been praying to you all day, and I got this situation here. Hallelujah. And the disciples were afraid because the winds and the waves were overtaking the ship. There was a situation going on, and Jesus was in the ship too. He was with them, but he was asleep. Because in his mind, they had enough power to make that situation go away. And they came to him running. That's the same thing we do. That's the same thing we do. We got God. We got Jesus. We pray to Jesus all day. We worship. We meet on the line. We walk Jesus. We talk Jesus. We tell the devil that Jesus is Lord. And then when our situation comes, we run. We run. And we say, Lord, what can I do? What aren't you going to do? You just going to let me die? You just going to let the situation be like this, Lord? And Jesus, in the scripture, it says, Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind. And he rebuked them. He rebuked the disciples too. He said, ye of little faith, what is wrong with y'all? You walk with me. You talk with me. You see what I do. You see how I move. What is wrong with y'all that you're going to wake me up for this? Something you can handle. That's letting their situations block from what we see and what we hear. Have you ever realized how they always talk about the wind and the waves? You know why? Because the wind, you can't see it. You can only hear it.
And how many people know we got a lot of wind in our life that we can hear it? And it's enough to shake our faith. And the waves is the symbol of what you see, the situations that come crashing in on your life. Some waves look bigger than the others. And we get scared because of what we see.
My God.
You understand? And so when we see these waves, we shake. But God said, stand strong in your faith, because I am only moved by your faith. Not your fear, not your doubt, not your worry, not the report that the devil say. We're moved. He is moved by your faith.
Amen. Amen.
Whew, I'm going to close out.
Amen.
In a few scriptures here. Amen. And I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle. But I want to share these few. And in Matthew 14:31, it says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Meaning Peter, when he was walking on the water, Peter started to doubt. See, sometimes we can walk so far with the Lord, but there go those winds and there go those waves and we start to sink. It says, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, but it unto thee even thy will and thy daughter was made whole. See, God is moving by faith. And when we move by faith, he moved by faith.
The woman with the issue of blood, she already had it in her mind and in her spirit. If I touch him, I know I'm going to be whole. See, faith is an I know attitude. A faith is a action word, meaning it don't matter what I see, it don't matter what people say, I believe by his stripes. I believe. Ain't nobody going to take this from me. Just like right now, can't nobody tell y'all you ain't saved. Let me get on this line and say, nope, you ain't saved, you ain't saved. Boy, it would be a mess. And you see how we hold on to our salvation that tight? We need to exercise everything that way. Don't let nobody take your faith, challenge your faith, shake your faith. Because if you can't believe that God is going to move every mountain, then how can you believe that you're saved? It takes the same faith. We already have it. We just need to exercise it. So I encourage everyone today, do not let your situation block the blessing, the healing, the deliverance. Don't let it, because that situation has no power. It only has power when we're not using our faith. So be encouraged today. Keep God first in everything and keep believing no matter what. Don't even just speak stuff crazy. Look, I talk crazy faith. That's why I'm where I'm at right now. I always said this. People say, you crazy. You ain't going to never get that. I'm like, oh, well, I keep telling people. I keep talking and I keep believing until it happens, and it will. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and close. I'm going to turn this part back over to the Apostle Deborah Dean so she can go ahead and take over from here. I'm going to tell you something, y'all. I mean, I'm with it, Apostle. I'm in Houston. I'm in a home that is a Muslim home. And they do Muslim prayers, and they're from overseas. And you know what I said? I said, listen, I got to do something. I didn't let my situation stop me from functioning in faith. And I told the lady, I said, listen, give me the keys to your car. I got to go handle something. I got to do the radio. I have a position, and I have an appointment to do. Mm. And she said, no problem. But I'm hot. I got an air conditioner on. I'm burning up a gas. They didn't bother me not one time, but it's my faith.
Yes.
Do it no matter what. And we have to be this way in everything. We got to take this thing serious. We want God to come through for us. We want God to answer every prayer. We want God to do breakthrough stuff. But we don't want to move. We want to let our situation stop us. And I just say once again, don't let your situation stop. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen, Apostle Deborah Dean.
Amen.
Did I lose her? Okay. Well, I don't know if I lost her or not, but I'm going to go ahead and usually we do the altar call at this point of time. And she is traveling right now. So I want to know, do I have any volunteers who want to do the altar, or I will do the altar call? Amen.
Hello.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word, Evangelist.
Amen.
I thank God for the word. Our faith, we have to always.
Amen.
Use our faith and in the word of God, and faith in the word of God is what gets us, what moves God. And at this time, I would remind you doing the altar call. You know, the word of God says that
Amen.
The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. But in order for us to walk in the light of God's word, we have to be in a position to say yes to Him.
Yes.
Be in a position to say, I believe, I trust the word of God. I believe what God's word says, and stand on the word of God. And it also said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So unless you open your mouth to say those words or believe them in your heart, salvation will not come to you. You have to accept Him. You have to receive Him by faith. And it's the same word, by faith. Everything is being done through faith in God. So the door is open for you that would love to receive Jesus as Lord into your life, that all you have to do is by faith receive Him. It's by faith that we are saved through grace, by faith. So if there's anyone who would like to receive the free gift of salvation, this is the time to open up your heart to receive Him. It's a heart issue. It's a matter of the heart. You believe in your heart, and you can speak with your word, your mouth, and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I thank you that you died for me. I believe that you were raised from the dead. And because of that, I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I thank you that you're coming back for me. And I thank you for your gift of salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have said that prayer by receiving that prayer and saying it from the heart, you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. All you have to do is believe and receive. So the angels are rejoicing on your behalf. Anyone who has said that prayer, that you are now in the kingdom of God. God bless you and thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know if Apostle is on the line yet. Is Apostle, are you there?
She can hear everyone. She was knocked off, but you know she can hear everyone. But she was knocked off. She's there, but she's
oh,
not.
Oh, she's knocked off. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get her back. She knocked off. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you. I was at Pastor Christie who gave the invitation. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.
Amen.
I really want her to say, here she comes. Hold on a second. She can hear us. She's telling me. Let me make her clear. Let me get her on. There she
Hello.
Goes. Hey, Pastor.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for the word of God, and I thank God for the invitation. It was awesome. And I thank God for all of you that's on the radio broadcast today. It is a great word on faith. We have to have faith. we have to have it. And I thank God for faith, or I wouldn't be where I am today without faith. So we want to just give God our best, because he's given us his best in faith and everything else. I want to thank Evangelist Watson and everyone on the radio broadcast, and those of you in radio land for staying on with us. I want to ask Prophetess Sadler, will she do a benediction for me at this time because of the sound that's behind me? And you know, everyone knows that I love you. You can call me anytime. I'll be home in about, I guess, 3 hours, 2 or 3 hours. I'll be at home. So you can call me. I love you all in the Lord. Prophetess Sadler, please.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, thank you for this day. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for what we've heard. Oh, God, we thank you for the word. Oh, God, we thank you for the End Time Men and Women of War Radio. Oh, God, we thank you for the evangelists. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, God. We ask now, oh, God, that you increase our faith, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that you enlarge our territory in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Let every heart say amen. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You all have a blessed evening, the rest of your evening, and a blessed holiday on tomorrow. And call me if you need me. It's the Apostle Deborah Dean. Good evening.
Amen. God bless everybody.
Amen.